Hello, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Donovan.
I'm Phelan.
Today on the podcast...
Milk.
What does it do?
What is it for?
Why do we drink it?
Who makes it?
Where does it come from?
And that's it. Talk to you later.
Adios. I think that
Donovan, why are you so loud?
Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega is
your least
the
favorite?
Worst song I've ever heard.
Really?
I could never hear it, have nor ever heard it, and be absolutely contented.
But don't you listen to it and you think about all those names that he says?
No.
You're like, I know a Monica, and I know a Tina.
It's awful.
You don't think about like what those people might look like or their lives.
No, I think how he sounds like a bullfrog and it's just unoriginal. I really dislike the song
like
Mambo Number 5.
You're so distracted about your emotions about it that you can't even hear it. Like it's actually even music.
Yeah, absolutely. I would rather hear Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz than that song.
Well, that's actually, I don't mind that song.
Yeah, what about, I was just going to name Lenny Kravitz songs.
I really don't like My Sharona.
I don't either at all.
Like, really don't like that song.
Mm. I stand with you.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Just because it's repetitive? Or you got really other problems with it?
It's just...
It's fun.
I don't like the attitude.
the attitude of the song?
The proprietary, mine... Mind Sharona.
Mine.
About a person.
What was the Weird Al? That was his first song.
Oh, it was?
But I can't remember what he says.
My Corona?
No. I don't remember what the parody object is.
My Bologna?
No. It's like Sharoma, though, because that's how I got the name Sharoma, was from that.
If you know, call us. Or no, just tweeted us at Athens Public.
I remember he sent it to Dr. Demento, and that was how he gained prominence, was his knockoff of My Sharona.
Hmm. I was thinking of the song, when you said Mambo Number 5, I thought of that song, and it's like, oh my God, Becky, look at her.
Oh,
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
You don't like that one?
I don't know the whole song. Is it just that?
It's like no, well, it's like, and then it's like dun 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 dun, and it's like
I like you, big
butts
and
I can't lie.
So that's
can't deny.
When a girl walks in,
that's a good song.
It's that song,
in your
Eddie.
Face, you get sprung.
I didn't know that was the same song.
There is another song though.
It's a weird intro.
There's a remix song where it's just those girls talking over and over though that I have heard.
Oh, okay, so the reason I brought it up is because Metalark saw it on this movie that we watched. It's like a kids' movie, and there are these rabbits that, like, perform the song. And then
I like big buns?
No, just that line, like, oh, my God, look at her butt. And, like, so Metalark would say that.
I've heard her say that before.
Yeah, I thought that it was related to Metalark somehow.
Yeah, so she would, like, say it, and I'm like, how do you even know this song? And I guess I didn't know it was the same... I like big butts and I cannot lie. Like,
I really like that opening beat of Baby Got Back.
Yeah.
Sounds
I
pretty
do
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I like okay.
I wish it didn't have that oh my God, look at her. I wish that wasn't in a kids movie.
Yeah, I wish more than anything that it
was.
Yeah,
wasn't. Why was it in
maybe,
a kids
maybe
movie?
That's my gripe.
You wanna know another one that's fun to not like is the it's a Rob Lowe Carlos Santana collab.
Yeah.
Is that Rob Lowe? I don't think that's Rob Lowe.
No, Rob Thomas. from Matchbox 40, right?
Yes.
Or 20.
Well, you're so smooth.
Exactly. Could be so smooth.
I was listening to a podcast set in the year 2000, and they like to set the scene and tell you like what the song was of the week and like what the movie was.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to Smooth, like when Smooth topped the charts, and it just topped the charts for the rest of the year. So they're like, okay, we're gonna have to like go to the country charts or like go to other.
I bet music charts.
Carlos Santana just barely got out of bed like half an hour ago.
I feel like he did it laying down. His guitar wasn't even on him. He just reached over the side of his bed and plucked a couple notes.
Oh, for that song?
Yeah.
You mean today?
Yeah, I was talking about today, like what Carlos has been doing.
Oh, yeah.
He got up like half an hour ago and had like a cigarette and a piece of toast and like two Tecate lights, and then probably called someone about like, hey, you got any gigs?
Well, I don't think he's looking for gigs. Like, I think he's set.
You got me any gigs?
Well, he just wants to perform, but everyone remembers Smooth.
I bet his phone calls are about like licensing or like more mundane, you know.
I bet his agent handles that. No one calls Carlos about that.
Well, yeah, no, they're like, Burger King called again, man. And he's like, oh, shit, they want to use Smooth in their ad, but I'm not for it.
He had a few strings, a string of hits off that album. I remember Carlos had a resurgence that year.
Oh, yeah, he had that one with Michelle Branch, who was also a pop sensation.
Yeah. Right. It's just funny because
that's
a
way better choice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Didn't he have one with Cisco or another member of Drew Hill? I think there was another one of those.
It was an entire album, and it was like people playing with Santana. Like, it was pretty funny.
They never said that
funny concept. Like, hey, Santana, you want to play with a bunch of pop artists? And he's like, okay.
Okay.
Fantastic guitarist, that Carlos.
Really?
Really?
Prince
remarkably said
that Carlos Santana was his hero growing up guitar-wise, along with Jimi Hendrix. But then he met Carlos Santana, and Carlos was too into his own guru, and it really turned Prince off from Santana, and he wasn't a fan after that.
Hmm. Well, he never, I mean, Jimi Hendrix died, so.
He never got a chance to meet Jimi, no.
Maybe he would have liked Jimi Hendrix
better. I don't think so.
I agree.
I think they both passed away under similar circumstances.
I think Prince has high standards.
Yeah.
Yeah. As does Jimi Hendrix.
Unachievable ones.
Mm-hmm. Meg was telling me that Jimi Hendrix covered Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, like that song from that album.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a weird song to cover. It's so specific to that.
Prince covered that?
No. Hendrix did.
Oh.
But the cool part about it was he covered it like within a week of the album's release.
Okay.
Like, he got the album, heard it, and he's like, I'm covering this. And
that used to be more popular back in the day.
We were actually talking, the thing that led into it, though, we were talking about songs that are known better by their covers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good topic.
Because it's like All Along the Watchtower, definitely the Hendrix version.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's a Bob Dylan song.
Yes.
Yeah. And we made a list, but I forgot the list.
The very first time I ever heard When Doves Cry, that I recall, it was the Genuine cover and not the Prince version.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's funny.
Did it change you?
No. I remember liking the Genuine song, though. Then I heard the Prince song on the radio, and I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
like,
it's
this
funny.
Sounds so, because it was mixed differently. You know, it was mixed in the 80s, whereas that Genuine was probably like 97.
Mm-hmm.
So what, like, did you say that? What's your opinion now? Like, the Prince song is better?
Oh, I don't think I've heard the Genuine version since then. I've never sat down and sought it out.
Yeah, well, I guess what we were talking about is, like, even, you know, even after you, you know, count all the points or whatever, like, oh, well, this person wrote this song, so they should be known for it. Oh, anyway, you get the point.
I think the song So In Love by OMD is a cover, and I think that one is a lot more well-known than the original. The original's like is a 50s song.
I didn't know that. I love that song.
Another Prince one is Nothing Compares
to You, but he gave that song to old
Sinead.
Yeah, but
who
he also performed it, though.
She gave it to the Irish Republican Army.
She gave the art, the song, or
yeah, just everything.
Yeah, everything.
Her hair.
She's. She said a lot of bad things about Prince after he died, so she's on my naughty list.
She did?
Yeah, she said that like he was getting coke from Arsenio Hall, and that's what killed him.
What's
and just like
even bad about that?
Well, yeah.
Didn't Arsenio have a reboot?
Are you
show?
Defending Sinead in this?
No. I'm defending
Arsenio.
Prince. Arsenio.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was just, I feel like, trying to seek publicity at the time. So as soon as Prince kicked, she's like, well. I know what's going on.
Like, first of all, why would Arsenio's...
Was that your accent?
That was my Sinead O'Connor impression.
Why would Arsenio's coke be bad or questionable in the first place?
Yeah, why does she even have to bring
that? Would
She's
be awesome
jealous.
To get some Arsenio coke.
No, yeah. She just wanted to seem like she had the inside scoop,
mm-hmm.
the source of his demise.
I want to... Arsenio, if you're listening... Send us some coke.
And we'll find out for ourselves.
Yeah. We'll vouch for it.
Donovan scratched his nose when he said that.
Well, it's Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a Netflix show for a second?
Yeah, I think they revived his show.
They revived it?
For maybe 2.5 episodes. Like nice. Halfway through the third one, they were just like, never mind. And they just cut the stage lights.
Did they do like the whoo?
Yeah, that's
like
the best part.
I know.
I hope not.
Why they revived it. Just for
everyone misses that hoo.
Yeah. I remember watching a Jim Carrey interview on Arsenio
nice.
Hall. And his suit is literally like 4 sizes too big.
It's like
and
a
has
big
these
square.
Gigantic shoulder
yeah.
pads.
Yes.
And it's like purple and bright like blue. Like
I think that's cool.
I do too. Ooh.
Remember
like
how
that.
He was in Coming to America?
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was?
No.
Arsenio Hall.
I mean...
Jim Carrey as the mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As well
I mean,
as
Arsenio
Earth
was
Rosie.
Like,
yeah.
Top build. He was Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall, right? I was expecting like Jim
yes.
Carrey to have a cameo and be like, ooh, I
when
need
you're
to rewatch
a, when you're
it.
A nobody, it's not a cameo.
Yeah. Well, he was on... No, he wasn't.
In Living Color?
Not at the time of Coming to America, was he?
I don't know. I don't remember when that movie
no,
came
that,
out.
That,
but
that predates Coming, or I'm sorry, In Living
Color,
by like 6 years
okay.
probably.
Yeah.
I'd say that was 86. Jim Carrey's film in 87 was Once Bitten.
Wait, you think Coming to America was 86?
I'm pretty sure it's 1986.
I think it was a long time ago. It was,
what do you think it was?
I think it was...
Like 91 or
I
something?
I guess maybe 89?
86.
I think
okay.
it was in the 80s.
I would believe 86 or 80.
I can give you a
decade. Do you want to look at my source?
No.
The one thing I remember about
Siri.
That movie is when that
Doesn't
woman
she
gave
do that?
Him like
yeah,
a...
Yeah, ask Siri what year
came
yeah. to
him
America
underneath
was.
The water.
Yeah.
And it was like spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spicy.
I would say that Trading
Wait,
Places
Siri's,
is probably 84.
Siri's connected to all of us, so we have
That's
to...
Fine.
We have to...
Okay.
We have
Be
to
quiet.
Tone it down. Everyone calm down. Take a deep breath. Center yourselves. What year was Coming to America?
That's not You're the best way to phrase it.
88. So, oh. In Living Color could have definitely been a thing. You know, I wanted to say 88. She said, here's Coming to America. Here's to Coming to America. The land of the free. So, yeah. Movies, songs.
Well, here's something. Here's a cover of a song... That I really don't like.
Oh, okay. I also wanted, I have another song that I don't like.
Okay.
Because I was just, I never got to say the one I really don't like.
Okay.
But
okay.
go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll just say it's Pave Paradise and Put Up a Parking Lot, the
oh,
Counting
yeah,
Crows
yeah.
cover.
Oh, I've never right. heard that one.
Doesn't that have Janet on it?
Janet who?
Oh, Jackson. Never mind. She
really?
No, she used that sample at the same time. Right
okay.
around
people,
sample.
A lot of people covered that song, but the yeah. Kenny Crows did it when they were trying to like flashback.
And I think
something.
I remember that cover, and it is horrendous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a hidden track on their album.
Oh, really?
You remember Hidden Tracks?
Yeah, what is that again?
It's like the last song
yeah, and then
just
you,
continued
yeah.
playing for like 30 minutes of silence, mm-hmm. and then there would be a song.
That's right, Eddie? And you would have to like keep listening.
How do you know that, Eddie?
I looked it up.
Okay,
because,
thank goodness.
Because that was one of those examples where I heard the Counting Crows song before I heard the Bob Dylan one. And then I heard the Bob Dylan one, I'm like, I got to research this.
What Bob
Dylan?
Wait,
or wait, Bob Joni Dylan Mitchell. Also. Yeah. Joni Mitchell did it, but Bob Dylan also did it too.
Yeah. What? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot of people did covered.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's a heavily covered one.
Which song do you dislike the most, Ed?
Oh yeah. So I was thinking. What is the song? I don't know if it's the same song. The one that's like Blinded by the Light.
Oh, yeah.
Is that also the same song as Cold as Ice?
No, it's not.
Ooh, I don't like either of those songs.
That is originally a Bruce Springsteen song that he gave to the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and they made it popular.
Blinded by the Light?
Yeah.
Blinded by the light.
Oh, God.
Revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night.
Oh, they're not saying douche.
No.
Revved up like a deuce.
And that one has chopsticks in it, or is it Cold as Ice that has chopsticks in it?
I think Cold as Ice has chopsticks.
Okay, so Cold as Ice is the one I don't like.
Okay.
Blinded by the Light's just a nice little appetizer.
to terrible music.
Yeah.
So the reason that I brought it up, though, is I remember vividly I was driving to Atlanta in the van one time, and I was high, and like the song came on, and I was like, oh yeah, Cold as Ice, I'm going to listen to this, I'm going to rock it. And like it was long
and boring.
And they play chopsticks in the middle of it.
Chopsticks was in it. It was just bad. I don't know. It just kept going. And then it kept going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
As if it was, I don't know. I don't even know who performed it. Was
now,
it Foreigner?
The polar opposite of that song would be Turn Me Loose. I would love to hear that anytime over Cold as Ice. And I think they're the same era.
Are they? But Cold as Ice is a staple of the, like,
classic rock.
Yeah, the classic rock
channel. So is Turn Me Loose, I would say.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, totally. I think Turn Me Loose is REO Speedwagon. I can't tell you who Cold as Ice is.
What's your favorite Southern rock song, Desi?
Because
we live in the South.
I know. I'm not a huge Southern rock fan.
I think after 10 years, they make you pick one.
Yeah, you better. You're gonna have to either pick Skinner or Pantera soon.
Oh, not Pantera.
Well, what about Little Feat? Does that count?
Is Little Feat from the South?
Are they?
I don't know.
That's a good band. I like that band, and it's almost Southern rock.
To be honest, I feel like I'd have to do a little more pre-research. Yeah, just because I feel like I probably could pick something, I just need more information.
Yeah, I think I have to go with Skinner, though, because I grew up in Jacksonville, and they're from Middleburg, which is like part like a suburb of Jacksonville. But boy, Simple Man, maybe.
Oof.
Yeah. It's awfully Southern.
I really don't like Southern rock either. There's something about it. I guess.
What about Kid Rock?
I like Southern rock far better than Kid Rock.
Because Kid Rock is from Chicago or some shit like that, right? Wait. Like, what the fuck is his problem?
Yeah, who knows?
The same thing that Darius Rucker is doing. He's just cashing in on a dumb America.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, sorry for bringing up Southern rock, guys.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just, yeah, it just brings up a lot of bad feelings.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
You're thinking of, like, when I say Southern rock, I think
it makes
of
me
song,
think of the fans. And
no, I immediately think of the song "Sweet Home Alabama."
Me too. That's the
like,
quintessential.
That's what happens in my
song.
Brain when I
yeah.
say those words.
Which
and
isn't a terrible song at all,
yeah,
but
it's overplayed. I'm not against it.
No.
Can I choose "Legs" by ZZ Top? Does that count as a Southern rock?
Wait, is
song?
ZZ Top from?
Yeah, they're from Texas.
Mm.
It counts.
That's
I think.
Texas rock.
But there is a thing. Like,
Tex-Mex.
You can,
yeah, that's Tex-Mex.
As evidenced by Kid Rock, you can make Southern rock if you're from anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't even know Kid Rock.
He was
rock
just
songs.
Inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame a few weeks ago.
Aww, really?
Congrats. Congrats, Kid. We call him Kid?
I feel the same way Shada does about it.
Yeah, she's upset by it.
Can Kid Rock go ahead and go into the hate pit with Rodney?
Well, you know he's running for governor of Michigan.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that was also a fake. Mm-hmm. A fake run.
A fake run.
Yeah.
I guess he hangs out in Omaha because he dated this model that lived there. And my
for the listeners, Phelan's from Omaha.
Oh, yeah, I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. But
woo,
yeah.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah. No, I think it's...
What's that? That's from Omaha.
That's a cow.
That was a cow.
Oh, good one.
oh my goodness.
She knows she's from Omaha. Yeah.
But yeah, he would be hanging out in the bars there all the time, just like looking for kid? This model kid.
We call him Kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kid.
He's scouting. Yeah, stalking.
Yeah, and his hair is short, but he would still wear those little hats that he likes.
Cowboy yeah. hat,
little
tiny cowboy.
He's a cowboy, yeah. baby.
Like a derby yeah. or something.
I thought it was like a ska hat.
To be clear, you guys, I do think that song is extremely catchy.
Cowboy baby.
It's very catchy. Like
I'm a cowboy baby.
Yeah.
But it also reminds me of two turntables and a microphone.
Oh, by Beck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's at?
Yeah, like if I was a DJ, I would.
You back those up to one another? We should make this happen. Okay. At the baby's 6 months on the planet party.
Well, yeah, okay, you could good. Be like DJ Scientology because I think they're both Scientologists.
Kid no. Rock?
Kid Rock is.
You think Beck is a Scientologist?
I can't sure believe how Beck upset Eddie sure just became.
No
he had
way.
To stop what he was doing to shout Kid Rock into the microphone.
Kid Rock?
I just didn't expect him. Right. I don't know what I expected of Kid Rock.
You shouldn't.
I expect
anything.
Him to like drive one of those like. Those fan boats.
Oh, that would be
yeah, like in the
seriously.
That's way too cool for Kid Rock.
Way too cool.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He probably drives like a 2017
Mazda.
Charger. No, it's like a dumb Mustang or something.
Yeah.
Well, let me change the pace of this conversation because okay. fan boats are much more popular
yeah, they
than
are.
Kid Rock.
Oh, for sure.
Which would you rather have, a fan boat or a piece of the space shuttle?
So there's this movie and it stars Danny Glover and
definitely a fan
Joe
boat.
Pesci.
For sure, fan
it's
boat.
Called Gone Fishing.
I've seen Gone Fishing.
And there's this scene where they're like in a fan boat chase, like it's set in Florida because they've gone fishing.
In the Everglades?
I think it is set in the Everglades, which that's like...
That's where fan
amorphous
boats.
That's
southern
where most
Florida.
Of the fan boats are.
And there's this scene where a fan boat jumps the interstate. And when they were filming it, the fan boat jumped the interstate and then landed on one of the crew members and killed them.
Oof.
Oh, no.
And he like had like a really terrible production because of this moment. But they went ahead and released the movie anyway. And it exists.
Same thing happened with the Twilight Zone film. Three actors were killed. Two,
really?
One man and two children.
Wild.
And then you guys know about...
Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah, that's a big one.
There was a death during Three Men and a Baby?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And oof. Then there was the set was haunted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Apparently you can see the ghost in one of the shots.
Yeah.
I was thinking about ghosts today.
Yeah, why don't we just change our topic to ghosts again?
What
because,
about ghost milk?
Because honestly...
Ghost milk.
Well, we will definitely talk about ghost milk. I was thinking about ghosts because, like, ghosts have unfinished business, right?
Like the Terminator.
And that's just such a weird idea, because doesn't that mean there's, like, a ton of ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't everyone have unfinished business?
There's a
business?
Ton of
like,
ghosts.
That means
yeah.
basically 90% of people become ghosts.
I think the unfinished business has to be so traumatic to their passing that they remain on the planet, it, you know?
Like, they were killed, they were murdered, but it was never uncovered.
While
they
were doing
murdered.
The dishes.
But it was never uncovered, you know?
They
like,
finished them.
Unsolved mystery type of... Unsolved mystery seems to be the biggest reason to be a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
To like the show? Show?
Yeah.
No,
to
like,
get on the show.
No, like you get killed by somebody, but nobody finds out that you got killed by that person. So you come back as a ghost.
Mm,
and
I
like,
see.
Oh,
so you can
solve your own murder?
Yeah, to give people clues later. About how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't just like write a note.
And guess. Star in your own dramatization.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
March 14th began as a normal day.
Oh, boy. But ghosts are just, it's such an interesting idea. Because I, like, after I started thinking about it, it really made me think that there's just, like, no chance that ghosts exist. Because there would be so many ghosts. There'd be, like, more ghosts than there are humans. And I just feel like, that would make it so that, like, there were, like, you're always with a ghost at every time in your life. And it just, Maybe. Okay. Yeah. So if ghosts exist, we are used to ghosts.
Yes.
We are like totally
surrounded.
Yeah.
That's why when the veil is thin, they're more prominent on Halloween.
Well, yeah. But if they became more prominent, they would be like stacked on top of each other because yeah, there's not sure. much like so ghost real estate.
I don't know if ghosts interact with one another. They're probably like, you know, their own dimension of Earth, you know, walking, that they're not just like in line waiting to haunt someone.
Yeah, I guess haunting is like something ghosts don't have to do.
I think they something they choose to do.
But it's their biggest feature. Besides, they can float and pass through walls. I don't know.
Yeah, I think scaring people is like the ghost's call to fame.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Boo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they coined that phrase. Those old ghosts.
Ghosts go boo.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of boo, wake up that boo bear.
Should I wake him up?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Rio!
Time to wake up, little babe.
Oh, I thought that was him waking up. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, wake him up and feed him. Tickle his feet while you feed him so he doesn't tickle fall asleep. You.
Hey.
Look at that boo bear.
Look at the boo bear. Oh, shh. Oh, the baby. Okay, I'm going to tickle your feet. You want to burp a little bit more? Here we go.
I can take that little rabbit if you'd like also.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah, they're rabbits.
Tiny rabbits. Actually, I was thinking they really are whistle pigs, though.
What exactly is a whistle pig?
It's a groundhog.
Huh.
And they were born on Groundhog Day.
I didn't realize that's where a whistle pig was.
Yeah, they were born on Groundhog Day.
Did you listen to our episode about Groundhog's Day? Groundhog Day?
Groundhogs.
I think.
Groundhog
Day. All Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
It was the night before they were born.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
They're, oh, okay, yeah. You didn't go home sushi. And birth them.
Little G-Hogs, that's why they look that way.
Exactly.
I wonder.
Yeah. That's why they look that way.
Yeah.
Cute.
I don't know if I agree, but whatever.
I was thinking today when I was walking around the neighborhood, I'm like, my kids are whistle pigs. You know, I mean, they were born on Groundhog Day, and they're just like...
Especially this one.
Yeah, especially that boo bear over there.
Little squealer.
He squeals like a groundhog.
One of these days we'll get it on recording.
Yeah.
You plug your phone in. On, I've got some cute ones from last year.
Oh, cute.
My kids say stuff. This is a section of the show that we don't normally do, but it's sounds... that my kids say. And here's one. This is Safi saying belly bump. Maybe.
Bump. You say belly bump. Say it. Belly bump.
And that's me.
You say it. Safi, you say belly bump.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I thought you did a good job there. Here's Meadowlark's been doing this thing where she reads books to us. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm just going to play a little bit of it.
Okay.
Because I think she was just reading a book and I started recording.
What's the book called again?
It's called Alphabet Cat.
Oh.
Alphabet Hat.
It has some crocodiles in there. It's a little bit funny, but they're too scary.
Do you like the book?
I like the book. Okay. And I'm gonna put this. This is called Alphabet Soup. Say Alphabet Cat.
Alphabet Cat.
I like Alphabet Cat. None of her wants some letters.
Mm-hmm.
He needs some help finding some more letters.
Which letters?
E, M, and A.
Okay.
E, M, and A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a jump in this book. I'm playing Alphabet Soup. No.
That was Alphabet Cat.
He needs some little bit help. None can need some help. He rolled in buttons and said, come to pick up. It's a tape.
So she's like turning pages and like, holding the book up for me to see.
Oh, he happened by to a bear's cave.
He happened by
to a bear's cave.
What happened? He got whooped, and then some new people come.
Yeah.
Top Gun, come on in my house.
Oh. I don't know who taught this kid to talk.
I don't want to help.
I don't want to help.
I don't want to help.
I think she brings it back to Alphabet Cat somehow.
Put her one box in here. I never do this all anymore.
I never do this.
Cat?
There it is. The cat.
Taking this thing. No coming at Alphabet Cat coming.
Yeah, I just stopped it there. She's funny.
She is hilarious.
She's funny.
So, yeah, we've had more than one instance where she's like, okay, guys, sit down. I'm going to read you some books. And then she'll get, like, she'll collect three books from around the house. Like, these books aren't all in the same place. And then she doesn't, like, there is no book called Alphabet Cat. It's just one of the pages of the book has a cat in it. Anyway. Pretty interesting stuff. Kids growing up and all.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I Seychelle has some stuff to say about kids growing up already. Yeah, I feel like, you know, the place Meadowlark is at with her verbal skills is, you know.
That's something I've always wanted.
It's awesome.
Like a kid that can talk and communicate.
And will never shut up, even. It's awesome. It I guess awesome. She'll get real quiet when she's watching stuff, though.
She likes TV.
Mm-hmm. I show my children TV already, and they're only 3 months old.
So I think that where I got with the Angry Birds movie.
Oh, yeah.
The pigs had taken over the island.
Spoilers for the Angry Birds movie. I'm going to spoil the ending.
And everyone knew the pigs were taking over the island, and they came to the Angry Bird and were like, you were right. What do we do? Mm-hmm. And I think that was when I had to leave.
So then there's like this rousing scene where the Red Bird, his name is Red.
Okay, yeah, the Angry Bird.
Yeah, he's on the cover of all the games. He's like, We got to go follow these pigs and get your eggs back. Get our eggs back. And, like, gives this big speech about how they need to, like, go get their eggs back. And they follow the pile of trash that the pigs left in the water.
Okay.
They build a boat out of TNT crates. And
oh, yes, that's right. Then they start launching themselves onto the boat.
Right. And then eventually they're launching themselves into a castle, and then they find the sack of eggs that's about to get eaten, and then at the last minute, the eagle shows up and flies the eggs back.
Oh, yes.
Like, after the Red Bird and the Orange Bird save the day, they're like, how do we get these eggs back? And then the old Deus Ex Machina bird flies it back to the place.
What's his name? Epic Eagle?
Great Eagle or
something.
Mighty Eagle.
Sure.
It's voiced by Peter Dinklage,
the small person.
Yeah, Game of Thrones small person. Who is the Game of Thrones small person?
Who is Peter Dinklage? Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vern Troyer passed away, R.I.P.
Really?
Yeah, like 10 days ago.
Hmm. He was in the...
He played Mini-Me.
Austin Powers. Mm-hmm.
Do small people not live as long?
I think their small organs give out.
Yeah, I think so too. And
really tall people. Nor do giants.
Yeah.
Well,
Andre.
Giants. Great Danes.
Clones.
They live really short.
Clones
lives.
Have the shortened telomeres or whatever.
Okay.
Telomeres.
Telomeres. All right, let's move into milk.
Milk, as some people call it.
So is there a theme song that I should play for milk?
Remember when they did the like milk campaign?
Got Milk?
Got Milk campaign.
Should I play one of those commercials?
Yeah.
The Aaron Burr one?
Oh, no.
What? Like, oh, no, you said.
Yeah, I've seen that one way too many times, especially since I've been... I have a bunch of recorded VHS cassettes that have their commercials still. It makes me realize how prominent that commercial was because it's everywhere on those.
Original Got Milk commercial. Who shot Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, no.
That's the one we have to do.
Bummer.
Sorry,
huge
guys.
Bummer.
Huge bummer to everyone
huge
involved.
Huge bummer.
Whoa.
And that was the Vienna Wood Dance in D, one of my all-time favorites. And now let's make that random call with today's $10,000 question. It's a tough one.
He's eating a peanut butter sandwich right now.
In that famous duel. All right, let's go to the phones and see who's out there.
And he's in like a museum of
stuff. Of Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, for $10,000, who shot?
Aaron Burr.
Excuse me.
Aaron Burr. Oh, hold on, let me take a look.
I'm afraid your time is almost up. I'm sorry, maybe next time.
What a good commercial.
I do remember this commercial after hearing it again.
Pretty vividly.
He was trying to pour himself some milk so he could answer the question.
And he didn't have any milk, and he had like a bunch of empty cartons. It's like usually have
one
milk.
Empty carton. I didn't see any others.
Oh, okay. For some reason in my memory, I thought he had multiple.
They go to the refrigerator and he has multiple empty cartons.
He's just like throwing empty cartons over his shoulder.
Sorry. That's how it was in my head.
It's a much better commercial than in your
So
head.
I would like to get some more information from you guys about your relationship with milk. Okay. Cow milk.
Raised on it. Okay. Only stopped drinking it when I stopped living at my parents' house. But I... Like, anytime I'm around my parents, I go back to drinking lots of milk.
Okay. I like that answer. And what's your style?
Whole. I'll usually shake it a few times before I pour it, so it's a little aerated, so it's a little bit thicker. And I prefer it almost frozen cold.
Yeah.
Ooh, like with ice chips in it?
No, not the ice chips, but I have a lot of fond memories of camping and drinking, like, so ice-cold milk. Early in the morning.
Nice.
I wish we had a Canadian on the podcast because milk in a bag.
Oh, is that how it comes in Canada?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie, so my relationship with milk is more tumultuous because we always had milk in the house, but I would only eat it with cereal. Like milk
you wouldn't
was
drink
never
it?
No milk in my growing up was never consumed out of a glass. And I would see it on TV. And when I was in high school, like I started going to friends' houses and they would still like be drinking milk with dinner out of a glass. And I'd be like, that is disgusting. So not big into milk over here.
Can I add to that? I actually had a friend who would drink milk with every dinner as well. But he had one of those cups that has a straw built into it.
Yeah.
And he'd drink his milk out of that with every dinner meal. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. That's Safi cool. has one of those.
Oh, she does?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What's your relationship with
milk?
Well,
when I was younger, we would drink it with dinner. But it was... It was 1% on ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a, wild card milk edition. But then even my sister stayed with it so long that eventually when we were drinking wine with dinner, she would have wine and water and ice milk.
I can relate to this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you drink milk now?
No, like, well, I said, like, Greg will get it sometimes, and then it'll be, like, really nice with certain things. But, like, if I have it's very rare that I would crave a glass alone. But I feel like if I made a space for it in my life, I would really appreciate it, honestly.
Yeah, I was pretty into 2% most of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I got to a point, I remember, maybe around... seventh grade, I was really committed to chocolate milk, and
oh yeah,
very good.
We would we would get the big powder quick canister from Costco.
Oh,
And I had a very like methodical process for making it, and I would put crushed ice in it, and then I would eat it with a spoon.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was almost like a sherbet or something.
Almost like a milkshake.
Like a snow cone, but with
like a low fat milk.
I have a question about this. Just one about the process.
Sure, sure.
Did you use a spoon to mix it, or like a, what was your process for mixing it?
Do you know iced teaspoons? Like they're very long with a smaller spoon head on it. That's what I would use.
I love those.
But then sometimes once I got wise to the fact that like I wasn't getting a ton of chocolate milk with each, you know, spoonful, I would mix it still with that spoon, but then I would get a soup spoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
Yeah.
Well, would you add like a little bit of milk and then the Nesquik and stir it and like make a concentrated mixture and then add a crushed ice and more milk?
So actually that's a very specific. Good question. No, I would do about halfway up the glass.
Okay.
And mix it till the powder was mixed. Cause it's,
well, now reminded me of chocolate milk.
Whoa, I'm not done. And then I would add like more milk and then I would add the ice.
Cause it's hard when it's like the clumps of powder in the ice.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Mm-mm. So we'll post all these recipes on our webpage.
It's like a recipe and a way to eat it.
How did you
you're
feel
not
about
done listing the amount, like the ratio of ice to
milk? Oh no, I'm not, but we don't have to get that.
There's not a podcast long enough.
did you like the pre-mix chocolate milk?
It depended
out of the gallon on the brand.
You know what, I would always look at that and be like, that looks so good.
I've got some questions about chocolate milk,
but
because
it
wasn't
as good as Nestle Quick, because Nestle Quick wasn't quite as like sickly sweet.
Yeah, the
I
one
feel like
the
it left a bit of a granular nature to the mix, though, like Quick did.
This is what I want to talk
about. I was a
Quick
kid too.
I was really into the Hershey's syrups that you could mix in with milk.
Sure.
And you'd have to stir it pretty rigorously.
Oh, yeah, very vigorously.
Yeah.
And then still at the bottom,
you have
like
a little
nice little syrup. Mm-hmm. And I feel like syrup over powder in my life.
I wish syrup over powder, but something about the Quick flavor, it just I'm imprinted on
it. I agree,
it.
But for me, it's Ovaltine malt. I love Ovaltine malt flavor.
Love Ovaltine.
Raised on the ship. My parents
love
still keep
Ovaltine
it around
malt.
The house. Like, I love
it's
it.
It's delicious.
Well,
I don't
does like that make malt. You like Yoo-hoo as
I
well?
I do, a lot. Like, I'll order vanilla malts from Cookout
really?
Whenever I go there.
Okay, so Ovaltine is mineral. Like, the flavor in there is mineral. Like, the malt is different than, like, the... It's kind of the same flavor, which to me is gross, but...
I understand. I've gone through phases where I've really disliked malt, and then other phases where that's, like, the best flavor
it's
to
weird.
Me.
It's weird. It's very, like, polarizing for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to say that... When I was a really, I would say, active athlete, I would drink like huge glasses of milk after practice, like as a almost like a thirst quencher.
Have you ever broken a bone?
Never. Whoa. And then when I went to college, I drank milk my first year. And then after that, I stopped for a super long time. Like drinking cow milk, and then when I got pregnant, all of a sudden.
Okay, so you went.
That's
on
good.
A, like,
it's your body telling you that, because that's where it's draining all your.
Yeah, no,
calcium.
My body was like, "Go get you some milk."
You went on like a 15-year hiatus.
It was a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
long, long time, and I mean, I would drink. I liked, you know, like soy milk, rice milk, hemp milk, and then. Yeah, cow milk now, though. I get it, like, every other week in my click list. I'm, like, back into it. And
I've been drinking it since I came back to Georgia, too.
Yeah.
Because I always go to Kroger, and they have, like, 89-cent half gallons.
Oh, nice.
So I'll freeze a half gallon and then keep the other half gallon out and just pull it out.
That's a real mom move.
Yeah, freezing bread, freezing milk. Hey. It's like, oh, yeah, that actually is a good idea.
It's
because
when
already.
I see that manager special sticker, I'm like, I got to do
gotta
it. I got to go
it.
For it.
So when you freeze it, how does that extend the expiration date?
Indefinitely.
So once you unfreeze it.
I try to drink it within 3 to 4 days.
Oh, I see.
Because it's already on its last leg.
These are half gallons?
Half gallons.
Oh, okay. You can do that.
Yeah, no. Actually, I feel like I can do a half gallon in like three sittings.
Seriously.
I got a well.
What questions do you have about milk?
I've got a question about chocolate milk. So we were talking about like the fat content, like 2% whole milk. Skim milk is apparently another thing, and it's like it less than
1%.
1% fat. What do they do with chocolate milk? Like, it's got a lot of sugar. It's got a lot of chocolate. What is the fat content?
Do you
want
to know the truth about the chocolate milk that they send to you?
No, Well, I guess I'm specifically talking about like the chocolate milk I drank with lunch growing up.
Oh, in the boxes?
Yeah, in the little cartons.
Yeah, and delicious.
Side note, in my junior high, we experimented with bags, milk in bags. And
like
as
students or the
instead of cartons they just had milk in bags and you would like get a straw and put it in
their little triangular bags almost.
Everybody loved it. It was unanimously approved and then we went back to cartons.
So the chocolate milk that you get in the carton is usually of all the other three varieties that it's off color or has, you know, it doesn't have the color that you'd expect from milk. That's what they use to make the chocolate milk.
Oh, I see. So it's like a...
it's like the chicken wing of the milk family.
Or like a deformed carrot that they won't sell at the grocery store.
Yeah, so they'll turn
store.
It into a little Nino carrot.
Yeah. That's not bad.
I don't even know if it's true, but people always talk about how much pus and blood is in milk. And I don't know. Is that even true?
I don't think so. I watched a whole milk. How it's
being,
made about
right?
milk.
Right? Yeah.
And the process seems to be they try and minimize any duress to the udder at all because that affects their milk output. So they're trying to protect the udder as much as possible.
I don't know much about like cow production of milk. And so... I come from a family who didn't drink much milk, and then Meg's kind of vegetarian. I don't know what her relationship with milk is, but we've always had like milk alternatives. So
yeah,
what's your
almond or something?
What's your milk alternative?
Well, you know, at Meadowlark's birthday party, someone brought soy milk, and I used to actually really like soy milk a lot about a decade ago. But that was the first glass of soy milk I've had in probably 5 years, and I didn't really enjoy it.
It's a little bit sweeter than
I remember actually cow. I would get the unsweetened soy milk when I drank it regularly. But it was the almost false thickness of the soy milk was strange to me. But otherwise, I like almond milk. I don't really like the almond coconut milk mix. I think that
I don't either.
I like just straight almond milk, maybe vanilla even. Vanilla almond milk.
Well, it's
milk.
Strange because the really what are you getting with milk? You're getting vitamin D, you're getting fat, you're getting water, and you're getting hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when you get like the nut milks. And when you get almond milk, there's virtually no fat. It's like all protein and
it's
water.
Like all water.
It's all
water. It's all water.
It's almost like just water with a little bit of almond.
Yeah, I used to joke about that's why they called it almond breeze because they just breeze the almond through it.
Yeah, but I remember when rice milk was a big thing. I would make rice milk.
I used to like rice milk a lot.
You guys remember rice milk?
Yeah, it reminds me of horchata whenever I drink it. Yeah, I'm like, this is missing some
you're
nutmeg.
Like, I wish this was just horchata.
Yeah, but I rice milk was the jam. 2008.
Yeah, totally.
It's still. I actually had some rice pudding, also Manger special recently.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Very good.
That
I was
sounds
into.
Really
it
good.
Was Cozy Shack.
Yeah.
I have a good rice pudding recipe. I'll forward it to you.
Oh yeah, I've made some dank rice pudding before.
Man, I can't wait till the holidays
with
come.
Pineapple and cardamom
in Georgia.
Ooh,
it's been a while since I've had holidays in Georgia.
Didn't we just have them?
I wasn't here, buddy.
Oh, we just had them.
Okay, good.
They were melancholy.
Here comes 4th of July.
Oh yeah, so 4th of July.
Can we make our annual? Can we make our annual trip to North Carolina, Eddie?
Wait,
to pick up some firecrackers like we used to?
No, because
no show.
Since you've been gone, fireworks are completely legal.
I know
in
they
Georgia.
Are. My last year here, they legalized them, and it was
Heard you were leaving, so they were like, "All right, now."
So
it's
I wouldn't
fine.
Go to South Carolina. I'd just go to Atlanta Highway, which
I think
is also a drive.
You can get the real things. Like there's some stuff that isn't completely legal that is legal in North Carolina. Mortars.
I think you can get the mortars here on. Right by the mall.
That's amazing. Well, let's just go right by the mall then.
Yeah.
But we used to go to this awesome, gigantic warehouse that seems like a terrible fire hazard because it was just full of firecrackers.
Just a big building.
A gigantic building brimming with fireworks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about milk again. Breast milk.
Okay, breast milk. Wait, I wanted to say something just really quick, harkening back to... you know, like elementary school milk situations. I don't know if you guys ever got this, but they started making like boxed, like tiny boxed milkshakes.
No, what?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
okay,
that.
So what you do, I don't remember what brand it was, but you know, they'd be cold. You'd get them in your lunchbox. And then before you stuck your straw in the top, it looked like a juice box. You would shake it and it would get super thick. And then it
what?
Was like...
Like the action of shaking it made it thick?
Uh-huh.
That's odd.
Yeah. Yeah, it
wow.
was wild.
Was it like an extra quarter or something?
Oh, they didn't sell it at school.
Oh.
So
oh,
thick
oh.
milk.
It was like you brought, you know, you. It was like if your parents like weren't as worried about
what's
your,
the appeal,
like
though?
Sugar and fat consumption and preservative
You mean
consumption.
You packed your lunch. That's kids who were just totally unabated, running wild. On the packed lunches.
Oh, that was me. I definitely, like, I made my own lunch for sure.
I wish that was me.
Yeah, no, I was stop sign pizza day.
And I had a really cool
This is
lunchbox.
Kind of milk related.
What was it?
Well, just real quick, it was teal and purple, and it had a clock on top of it.
That's cool.
That worked.
Wait, that's your lunchbox?
Yeah. It was amazing. And it had like a, you know, it had like a built-in.
Oh. Oh. You got something to say?
Do you have a milk-related thing, Donovan?
Oh. Say she baby.
She had a bad dream, probably. I don't think they get bad dreams, honestly, for another couple months, though.
Really? Is that a thing?
Yeah. 6 months they start to actually... No. I think it's like a year they start to actually experience night hallucinations.
Nightmares.
Yeah. And it's usually just your parents going into the garage. Like, that's your night. That's your worst fear.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely Rio's worst fear is mom left the room.
That's only going to get better.
He's actually been, at night, he's great. Like, I mean, like last night I just left the room and he was like staring up at the ceiling and he didn't make a sound. It was awesome.
And Metalik's been getting up in the middle of the night and going and sleeping on the couch.
That's so like, funny.
She's in the doghouse.
Like what kid does that?
Like her imaginary best friend kicked her out of the house.
Yeah.
Like she goes past our bedroom and sneaks past it to get to the couch. It's kind of a funny idea.
It is funny.
I've never heard of it. Like, I'm scared of the dark still. And I'm like,
I
wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't have done that either. I would be too... I would, like, sneak out of my room to go into my parents' room.
Yeah.
That's it. Like,
yeah.
No further.
We're right across the hall.
Yeah.
She bypasses us to go straight to the couch. And I asked her why, and she goes, it's just so comfy.
That's what she said?
That's it, yeah. One night, I woke up at 3, and she was dragging a chair through the kitchen. And I was like, what are you doing? And she goes, I'm so hungry. I want a popsicle.
Oh, yeah, because that was last podcast because she went to bed without dinner.
That was her decision.
Everyone.
Right? No, that was her decision. Like she had 3 different dinners that she turned down.
Because she was waiting for her midnight popsicle.
She's like, I'm saving myself.
She doesn't get it. She doesn't get that. She's like, popsicles are non-sustaining.
She doesn't get that, like, before, like, if she just would eat dinner, she wouldn't get a hankering for food later.
I'm not sure what she gets.
That might be true, though.
She definitely thinks like, if she like, I'm like, you need to eat, and she's like, okay, give me like a shitload of goldfish or like pretzels. Yeah. Like I'll just eat pretzels right now. Yeah,
for sure.
And I don't know when you realize that that's not a good idea.
It's going to be
maybe it's in your 20s.
Yeah, a few years. Like my nephews who were the one who's 12 years old just eats like a little gremlin. He like eats, loads up on candy and like everything that you should not eat. And then at dinner, he's like, oh, well, I don't like beans and I don't like lettuce. I don't like tomatoes. It's like, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, I'll just watch him and he'll just like sneak candy like endlessly throughout the day.
Is it sneaking when you're seeing him?
Well, he doesn't know that I'm seeing him.
Oh, got it.
So, did Meta like drink milk?
No, she just got into it because Safi's into it. But she likes chocolate milk, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think we share that in common. Drink.
She learned from you to put ice in her chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, very, you know, randomly will be like, I need ice. Like, I won't drink this unless there's ice in it. And it's like, oh, yeah, cute. You will. I've seen you do it. But, okay,
but
whatever.
But it's so much like, better with ice.
Luckily, we have a ice dispenser. Otherwise, she'd be out of luck.
You'd have to go to the store and get her a bag of ice.
No, I wouldn't do that. I probably
you'd have
wouldn't.
To be making it in the freezer so then it tastes like peas and frozen fish.
Yeah.
More likely I'd be doing that. Yeah, milk. So we need to talk about breast milk. It's like from the human.
It's mother's milk.
And kids love it. And it's good and it's got like better hormones than cow's milk, right?
And it has immuno-boosting properties that are specified to your child.
What does that even mean, immuno-boosting properties?
It's just hormones.
No.
It's like, because, you know, I formula feed my kids, and it's the missing link to, like they can't make formula. Maybe someday they'll be able to, that's specifically tailored to your child.
Okay.
They can make formula that emulates breast milk perfectly other than the stuff that specifically, like right now my child is sick and if I was breastfeeding her, she would probably like heal up a little quicker because my boob would tell my body like, hey, she's like a little sick.
Yeah.
And you need to do something to...
A little bit of help here.
Yeah, you need to help her out a little bit.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah, it's super cool.
And we can't synthesize that in a lab?
Well, possibly, but it's so specific to the individual.
Yeah, it seems very difficult. It's like a
smart,
genetic...
Like a internet-connected bottle. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
That, like, it reads back the saliva response.
Right.
And it asks Google, and Google's
it's
like...
It's a great idea. Trademark that. Copyright everyone.
And...
Smart milk.
Yeah, smart milk. There you go. We have smart water. Why not smart milk?
Yeah, Jennifer
smarter.
Aniston.
This all goes back
let's
to
call
what
it
I've been...
smarter milk.
I've been wanting to manufacture for years baby water. And it's just water that you give your babies. It's kind
of, That already exists.
It goes to
you can go to Walmart. There's a whole aisle of water.
Well, what about pet water? Because that was what I decided would be a
they
lot
have
easier
pet
to
water.
Get.
Well,
there's baby water, and it says safe for pets on the label.
So the pet water is supposed to freshen their breath. That's
Okay.
I wanted it to be like per breed. It's kind of like what we're talking
to
about.
To make them the best breed.
It's like
the best of their breed.
Your dog has hip dysplasia. This water has like glucose in it. And that sort of thing.
Nice.
I've got to get real for a second, everybody.
Okay.
Everybody sober up. I'm going to get real.
Add this gin drink.
The idea of breastfeeding your kid, very cool. The hormone thing, that's cool. And the idea of like natural childbirth is a big thing now where it's like you want to like have
like
a
vaginal.
You want it to come out your vagina. And you want to have as few resources as possible.
Interventions, like, I think they call them.
Interventions. You don't want, like, monitors. You just want to, like, have your kid and birth it.
You want to go dig a hole like in your backyard and fill it with mud and like have your baby.
And right, yeah.
You want to
fill it with muddy water and just
pull it out of you.
Yeah. And that's beautiful when it works, but when it doesn't work, you get a dead baby, and that sucks more than anything.
More than
Southern Rock.
What's
yeah.
up?
More than fucking Kid Rock.
Whoa.
Yeah, more than Mambo Number 5.
Oh my God. So much more than Mambo Number 5.
Speaking of children, though, Meadowlark, who we've talked about a few times tonight, just came in the studio.
Did you want to see? Oh, you want to talk?
Oh, cute.
You want to talk in the microphone?
Are those the new shoes?
Those are cool.
Do you want to say something?
Uh-oh.
Hi, Meadowlark.
I thought you wanted to say
Sishy Sishy
Baby.
Yay!
You can talk into this thing.
But I don't want to have headphones.
You don't need headphones, you can talk anyway. What do you want to say? You look pretty cute, Meadowlark.
We listened to a recording of you talking about
Alphabet Cat,
the book.
Did you read that book to your dad? Yeah. Are you a little excited so you're eating your clothes?
Do you see Sashi Baby?
Sashi Baby.
Mm-hmm. You're not being very good on the microphone.
We still have high hopes for you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, no, like, if you're not going to talk, you got to go.
Are you going to talk?
Yeah, say something to Tia. I love you, Tia.
I love you.
Talk in 5 seconds. We're going to go take a bath. 5, 4, 3.
She's trying. All right. Goodbye, Meadow.
I love you, Tia.
I love you.
That is sweet.
She did it. Ultimatum style.
Good job.
Good job, Meadow.
You did it.
Yay. She's licking Meg's shoulder as she leaves the room.
To be honest, it sounded like she said fuck off and then I love you, Tia.
She said I love you, Tia.
Yeah. Man.
And that's all you should take away from that.
I liked it when she said fuck off.
Back to reality. Back to sobering reality.
Okay, you don't want to have a dead baby in the mud hole of your backyard.
Yeah, because that's a good way to kill a little baby. Anyway.
Yeah.
But we've just seen like all of these like birth defects and like kid issues
more than Kid Rock kid issues.
I kind of feel like they're not related, but it's like that's good news. Like your kid survives and you get a kid with an issue, and then.
Why are you talking about this, though? I don't want to...
Just because, like, milk, it does a body good, right? Like, feed your kids milk, for sure.
Like, feed them cow milk or feed them breast milk?
I don't know. There's, like, vegan kids, right?
Oh.
Like, what do they do?
They just... Their brain doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's unfortunate.
It's like having a vegan cat.
We don't need that.
No. vaccinate your kids. Don't make them vegan. Don't brainwash them. And if you have a mental defect, don't imbue it in your child.
Good advice from Uncle D.
Yep.
I have a quick question. Is it true that if you pierce your nipples that you're not able to breastfeed?
I think some people are not, but other people don't have a problem with it. It's just like some people can still breastfeed even after a boob job.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And some people can't. It just depends on...
If they remove the nipple and add new nipples?
Whatever kind of type of boob job. Maybe all of them
okay,
don't
maybe
involve.
It's, yeah.
It just depends...
That sounds more like a nipple
job.
Well,
it depends on how... on your duct situation and how...
Yeah, that would make sense when you pierce it. I was thinking if it went through the duct... It'd probably be a problem.
There's more than one duct,
but there's
though.
More. Yeah, that's what I learned with you. There's like so many ducts.
I showed Phelan how milk comes out of a nipple, Because I didn't really know until...
It's a good diagram on Wikipedia.
Did it myself. I actually have this lip gloss that has the exact same mechanism, which is...
Yeah. I mean, it reminded me of a few different mechanisms.
Yeah. And basically, it just beads out of multiple places on the nipple.
Like sweat.
It's like sweat.
Yeah. Because it's glandular. Yeah. And there's many ducts. So, you know, some ducts could be messed up and you could still... produce milk just fine.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Welcome. Favorite, least favorite milk?
Banana.
Favorite or least favorite?
Banana Quick milk.
I completely second that.
Banana Quick?
I am anti-Banana Quick.
Banana Quick was
for
the grossest.
Sure.
Well, we're good haters, so we're going low.
We go low.
Oh, and then followed by Skim.
I'm gonna say strawberry Yoo-Hoo.
Is that even milk?
I've never had a
strawberry. Is that yogurt. Literally even milk though?
It's
like,
not,
is there
no
milk in there?
Is
there
no
dairy in there?
Or nut in it? But I mean,
get out of Dodge, strawberry.
Did you say
Yoo-Hoo.
There's no dairy or nut in it? Yeah.
I don't even know if it. it's just like it's formula.
It's just like minerals.
They used to make strawberry like, Yoo-Hoo.
So maybe I'm because
I've never seen this.
Because you know I like Tang a lot. So maybe
like hot Tang? Have you ever had hot Tang?
I've had lukewarm Tang.
Okay. Hot Tang's a thing.
Hot Tang?
Yeah.
With vodka?
Maybe. Yeah, yeah. Like a hot drink.
Wait, oh, like a winter brew?
I think Tang.
Put the kettle on, we're going to have some Tang.
I do feel like when you were talking about your powdered chocolate milk, I was thinking Tang the whole time because we had a lot of Tang growing
up. I love Tang.
See, I was always more of like a
I love Tang.
Dairy.
Yeah, I do.
Such a dumb thing to say.
Sorry, but
well, I love Vienna sausages.
Get out of here. Even now, when was the last time you had one?
Oh, definitely within the last 8 years.
Yeah, because okay. Ash also liked Vienna sausages.
He did?
Yeah, I've definitely seen Ash eat a can of Vienna sausages.
Well, I introduced him to liverwurst because I knew that was something that we shared.
Next week
of.
On the podcast, do beanie weenies have beans in them?
Or weenies.
Yeah, well,
Phelan, do you have a hated milk situation?
I hate all of your hated milks. I don't like Skim milk.
Ugh.
Nobody
it's
does.
So it's like ultraviolet.
Yeah, it's gross.
The light that we all don't like.
Yeah, I wonder what happens if you put a black light on skim milk.
Yeah,
would
exactly
it glow?
Exactly right.
Skim milk is what comes out of the android on Alien when it dies.
But that's what Arsenio Hall gave to Prince before he died.
Yeah, it was skim milk.
Yeah.
And that's where Sinead needs to get her facts right.
Yeah.
Follow all of this on Twitter at Athens Public. Email us athenspublic@gmail.com. Text us at 706-521-3716. That's 706-521-3716.
Nice, Eddie.
Don't call us, just text us. Listen to all of our podcasts at athenspublic.com/thinktank or subscribe on your iTunes thing or your I don't think we're on Stitcher, but we're on all the other ones. Stitcher is kind of bullshit. Get that through your head. We'll talk to you soon. Like, look it up. It's
as bullshit as skim milk.
Well, when you go to sign up for Stitcher, they say that they can edit. They reserve the right to edit your podcast in any way. And that means they can insert ads. They can do whatever they want without crediting you. And I kind of think that's not fair. No. Sleeping baby. We hope you all sleep well.
Aww, yeah.
That was so cute.
Yeah, it did.